Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, two of our favorite co-hosts, Ray Hager and Marlene Lockhart, for the whole show on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome Ray Hager, former reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal, and Marlene Lockhart, partner with the Lockhart Group. Pleasure to have you both here on the program. So about a week ago, Ruth Bader Ginsburg gives an interview and says that if Donald Trump is elected to be president of the United States, it's time for her to move to New Zealand. Aren't you surprised that a sitting Supreme Court justice would make a comment like that about a presidential candidate?
Well, no, really, because others before that justice has said that, and I really don't take it too seriously. People are really going to move if Donald Trump is elected president. I mean, as a president of the United States, he has worldwide influence. So wherever you moved, he would still have influence.
Well, I don't think she was literally going to move to New Zealand. But, I mean, the point that she actually came out and said this, because normally Supreme Court justices only speak when they've got a book coming out or speak to students. Law students.
And that's why we love Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm with her. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Marlene in New Zealand.
You've got your passport
ready. I'm staying here in Nevada no matter what.
All right, but now, you know, do you think that we're going to see a Supreme Court justice appointed during the lame duck?
No, I don't think so at all. There's no way that would get through through Congress. I mean, they've made it clear that they're going to stonewall any kind of pick, and it would just go along with the way the Republicans in Congress have been doing business ever since Barack Obama has been elected president.
No chance. No hearings, just no chance.
One of the interesting things that's come up lately is, and this influences everything, which is, you know, we've seen Donald Trump having difficulty raising money from the usual major Republican donors. and a lot of them are turning their attention to Senate races and to governor's races. And now you're seeing the major companies that usually help fund conventions also saying that they're not going to fund either of the conventions. What's your thought on this?
Well, that is the fallout of such a bizarre political year. The major corporations don't want to be anywhere near Donald Trump with his bigoted, racist statements, etc. The list is too long, so they're backing away, and that's caused enormous strain on both political parties because they usually really fund those conventions. It's a huge endeavor and costs. I have no idea what the costs are, but millions. And for them now to exit is a dramatic new development. And I'm wondering if they'll come back at some stage.
You know, Sam, I think another point here is that for the Donald Trump campaign, I think some people are wary to give the campaign money because it may go to paying off the debt that Trump has amassed, you know, almost self-funding his campaign.
Well, no, he said that he was going to actually donate the $50 million that he spent so far, that would not be money he would be taking back out of the campaign.
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
He has said a lot of things. He has said that he's going to raise money for veterans, and they don't actually get the money till the press asks him, what about the donation? So you take that statement to the bank.
See, it was the Washington Post that really forced his hand to donate money to the veterans after he said he would, but dragged his feet in making the actual donation.
But now, you know, one thing that I always bring about in these conversations about Donald Trump and the obvious wackiness of this campaign is that somebody like Phil Ruffin, the owner of Treasure Island, is one of his best friends. Mm-hmm. Phil Ruffin donated $1 million towards that veterans donation.
Yes.
And I can't think of a more honorable person that I know than Phil Ruffin, and a solid businessman. So when you get into conversations like this that go from the political that then entrap somebody like Phil Ruffin, I have to defend and say, I can't imagine for one second that Phil Ruffin would donate $1 million and it would not get to the cause that he donated it to.
Well, I agree with you. I don't personally know Phil Ruffin, but he seems to be a very honorable man. I just don't believe Donald Trump is.
Right?
Well, you know, I think Ruffin has a special relationship with Donald Trump as a partner, as a business partner in Las Vegas. So I think that kind of, I guess, taints his view of Donald Trump and maybe sees Donald Trump through a prism that the rest of us don't have an opportunity to see him as.
And do you think that we are going to eventually, you know, at the convention would be the time for the real Donald Trump to come out, if there is a real Donald?
I think there's the real Donald Trump has already shown himself. I mean, you look, he just didn't burst onto the scene media-wise this year. Donald Trump has been a huge, you know, subject of media appeal for many, many years. And the Donald Trump we have is the Donald Trump that we're going to get if he's elected president.
Do you really believe that?
Yes. It's like going into a marriage thinking, oh, I'm not crazy about that little quirk that he has. Once we're married, I'll fix that. No, what you see is what you get. And he has been on stage for over a year now, and we have seen many iterations of Donald Trump. And every time he pretends to act presidential, he can't resist himself, and he falls back to the real Donald Trump. And that's going on rants and tirades about one thing or another. Last week it was Chuck Todd and all the news outlets. Everyone's against him, the Washington Post, Chuck Todd. I mean, how many news people can he ban from his campaign?
Well, it just depends on what day it is.
Right.
All right, let's take a break. More on these topics when we come back.
to contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, a lighthearted conversation here with Marlene Lockhart and Ray Hager. So one of the interesting things, of course, about this whole campaign is that you have two of the most disliked candidates. Their negatives are so high that you are now starting to see people like Gary Johnson and Jill Stein from the Green Party and Gary Johnson from the Libertarian Party actually have enough numbers to make a difference in this election. Who do they hurt the most?
I would say they probably hurt Hillary, because I think the folks that won't vote for Trump under any circumstance, some of them are having a hard time going to Clinton. And so it's not scientific, it's just my gut feeling that I think it hurts Hillary.
You know, I agree, but it's funny, is it's almost like a Clinton-esque payback, because the third party candidate in Ross Perot in the late 80s, if I'm correct, 88, I might have the year wrong, but Ross Perot's candidacy led to the election of Bill Clinton over President Bush at the time. And maybe this is, I don't know, if it happens again, I think this time it hurts the Clintons.
You know, there's an irony there as you raise the name of Ross Perot, because Ross Perot was actually getting into being a position where he was a viable contender. And at that point, he appeared to go crazy, accusing the FBI of trying to spy on his daughter's wedding. He dropped out of the campaign, then he came back in, and by then the whole campaign was blown up. Recently, the New York Times published a story about what would happen if Donald Trump decided not to accept the nomination. What would happen then for the Republican Party?
Well, it would be a great convention that I would stay glued to. It'd have to come up with somebody. Maybe Ted Cruz would step in. He would be a viable alternative. Or maybe they'd even go for somebody like Jeb Bush. It's hard to say.
Have you witnessed Donald Trump's ego? Do you really think he would step aside and not accept the nomination now? I think we have more of a chance at that. It's hard to believe that the convention is going to be right around the corner or has started. by now. I think the Dump Trump movement and this effort to turn some of the delegates has a higher probability of happening.
Okay, so here's, we go back to the money, because it's always about the money. It costs about $1.5 billion to run for president. Donald Trump is not going to donate $1.5 billion, and if he did, it would be the kiss of death to his campaign anyway, because the Clinton campaign could then say, look, we've got all these people donating $10, $20. He doesn't even have those people, let alone his fellow millionaires and billionaires. So at that point, and I'm just making up a scenario here, it would be obvious that he would have no chance to win the presidency. So would his ego allow him to lose rather than step back?
Well, I'm one of those that I think when he got into this, he didn't in his wildest imagination think it would come this far.
I agree with you.
I think he got in for all different kinds of reasons, and what he always does to market himself and products.
You know what, though? I'm sorry to interrupt, but the New York Times did a story a couple of months ago where this has been on Trump's mind for a long time. He actually planned at one point to run for governor of New York with the idea of then running for president. So this wasn't just made up. I mean, he got into it thinking that there was
right.
a chance.
You can go back and there are clips from him in the 80s talking about whimsically perhaps running for president. I don't think he would. I mean, I think his ego is so strong that he would. He's in it to win it because he thinks he can, and he thinks he can be the president.
With or without the money?
Well, the money, Sam, number one, he's selling a lot of hats, you know. I think, you know, what he has said after the campaign, that's when his fundraising and campaign are really going to ramp up. I don't think money with him will be the problem that other people think.
But
it will
I think the problem is, and you know, you look at this and it go back 6 years to the Reid Engel race. You know, in the 6 weeks it took for the Engel campaign to go from being an all volunteer group to being a professional campaign, they were already defeated. The forces that were backing Harry Reid and President Obama in both elections had 6 weeks to totally destroy the Engel campaign, and they knew it from the very beginning. Don't you think you're in a similar situation
here?
That you're too late for the money, you're too late for the organization?
You know, it also happened, and Marlene, you were close to this, to Dina Titus's campaign for governor against Jim Gibbons, because right after the primary, you know, Gibbons and Robert Eichhoven went on the tack. Dina Taxis, remember that? And it put her in a hole. I think Trump will be in a hole at the beginning. But, you know, the thing is with Hillary Clinton, I think sometimes you just wait for the other shoe to drop. You know, what comes next after the, you know, we've had this email scandal, we've had...
Which is still ongoing.
Right. You know, what happens down the road? What happens between now and November with Hillary Clinton? And I think that's going to be a big factor.
And isn't this really where the third-party money, the dark money, those forces that are aligned are going to be hammering away at Hillary Clinton, not necessarily the Trump campaign?
Absolutely. This is going to be something like we've never seen before.
You know what I would like to say? Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party candidate, during the last presidential election cycle, he came to Reno, and I was amazed that he actually climbed to the top of the climbing wall in downtown Reno, which is a feat that many younger men
could
never do.
Oh, he's quite the athlete.
It blew my mind. I was on the ramp with him. I wasn't climbing the wall, of course, but just looking down at the ground, it kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies. And here this guy's climbing to the top. I was really impressed with that.
The problem for Gary Johnson is that he's not as impressive with his campaign organization. When they sent me press releases last year, I responded and said we'd love to have him on the program, and got not even an email response. So I think that there's a lot of campaign needed. But on the other side, how many libertarians who have joined the Republican Party over the last decade, because the only way to get elected was as a Republican, might move away from the Republican Party and vote libertarian?
Well, you mentioned Sharon Engel before, and I see a very, a parallel here is remember Republicans for Harry Reid. And I think if you have enough Republicans for Hillary Clinton, you know, that may tip the scales in favor of Mrs. Clinton.
All right, let's take a break. More with these guys when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Don't miss the summer clearance event at Reno Dodge. Right now, Ram 1500s are on sale. Get a new 2016 Ram 1500 Express for only $32,000 even, and you can shop our entire inventory online. Reno Dodge, powered by trust, driven by you.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE now or visit absolutedental.com.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
Don't miss the summer clearance event at Reno Dodge. Right now, Ram 2500s are on sale. Get a new 2016 Ram 2500 for only $35,000 even. And you can shop our entire inventory online. Reno Dodge. Powered by trust. Driven by you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, questioning two of our famous co-hosts here on the program, Ray Hager and Marlene Lockhart. So let's look at a couple of the congressional races. Ruben Kiwan, Crescent Hardy. Crescent is not given up without a fight here, and it was interesting to see him last week go after Donald Trump in person and concern about his relationship with the Hispanic community, which has been a major outreach for Crescent Hardy.
Well, yes, because his district, the heart of it, is in the Hispanic community. He is going to have enormous resources, not only directly to his own campaign, but third-party money coming into the state. That is a congressional seat they do not want to lose. So it's going to be a very competitive race and campaign. But I think Ruben will prevail. But there's going to be, you're going to see a lot of money in that district.
What do you think about a debate? I mean, they're working on one, the dates for one right now, as is the Heck Masto campaigns. Do you think debates make enough of a difference in a campaign?
I don't know. I used to think that they did. I don't know anymore, especially this political year with so much going on. I do think people are tuning out a lot of what's happening. But I think in a debate, Ruben prevails.
You think so?
You know, I don't know I've never seen either one of them debate, so I don't know their debating skills. But the key here, you mentioned it, is this district is in the heart of Latino Nation in Nevada, and I think that is why Ruben Kiwan is going to carry the day, just because, you know, he's a Latino candidate, and Crescent Hardy knows he's in trouble with that, because that's why he's distancing himself from Donald Trump already. And Crescent Hardy, he's, you know, granted he hasn't had a lot of time in Congress, 2 years, but what has he done to distinguish himself in any way? I think Ruben wins this.
It's going to be interesting to watch, because, you know, for so long we've heard about the Hispanic vote And it's going to be interesting to see if it's the Hispanic vote or if it's the culinary slash AFL-CIO get out the vote campaign.
That's not going to...
That's the difference.
That's amazing. That's an amazing thing Ruben will have on his side, don't you agree?
Absolutely. There's going to be that organization. Plus, I cannot tell you the effort and the different organizations moving and energizing the Hispanic vote in Las Vegas. There has been a very sophisticated campaign going on for over a year in the Hispanic community. So that's going to be a tough one for Crescent Hardy.
You know, I remember in the last legislative session, you know, Ruben Kuhn, of course, is a state senator, and I interviewed him. I'm thinking, dude, you're back in your hometown campaigning for Congress, and then you come back to the legislature. When are you taking any time off? I mean, this guy has been working hard for a long time on this campaign.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you both very much for your insights. We shall see. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate, plus a bonus. The first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub to shower conversions and barrier free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as one day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
On the next broadcast, State Treasurer Dan Schwartz will join us. We'll see you then. We'll